Welcome to Apple Daily. It's Saturday, February 2nd. I'm your host, Shane Lothar. Here's today's top Apple headlines. Well, Apple was supposed to have a software update out this last week to fix that pesky little group FaceTime eavesdropping bug, but 9to5Mac reports it's been pushed back until sometime next week. So you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer for your group FaceTime calls again. On the latest episode of the Talk Show podcast, daring Fireball writer John Gruber cited a reliable little birdie, saying he believes that Apple TV, the device, is sold at cost, and the HomePod actually sold at a loss. Apple TV 4K sells for $180, and Gruber said that his source told him that's pretty much what it costs Apple to make, after factoring in the chips, parts, and research and development expenses. Gruber notes that in general, Apple's profit margins are usually around 38%. The topic came up while discussing the opinion that Apple's products are priced too high. The information reports that Apple's head of Siri team, Bill Stasier, is stepping down. But he's not leaving Apple. This is more a restructuring of the Siri team by Apple's new VP of Machine Learning and AI, John Giandrea, who recently came over from Google. From all of us Apple users, can I just say, Apple, please make Siri better. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to our sponsor. Check out appledailypodcast.com to see the show notes. If you like the show, be sure to share it with a friend. If you'd like even more tech news, be sure to check out our other show at techdailypodcast.com. I'm Shane Lothar. This is Apple Daily. I'll see you tomorrow.